Now, boys and girls, this week I want to tell you something more about Elisha the prophet and about those miracles that God gave Elisha the power to perform. This particular miracle, you remember we've looked at some of them already, but this particular one really began way back in the land of Syria. Syria was a very strong nation in those days, and very often the soldiers of the nation of Syria would invade the northern part of the land of Israel, which was called Samaria. When they invaded the northern part of the land of Israel, then they would carry away slaves, men and women, boys and girls also, to be slaves in the land of Syria. One slave that was taken away into the land of Syria was a little girl. And like so many people in the Word of God that did wonderful things, we're not really told the name of this little girl. But we see that she really loved the Lord her God and worshipped the Lord her God, even though she was carried away into the land of Syria. Now, in Syria, this particular little girl was sold as a slave to a man called Naaman and his wife. And the Bible tells us that Naaman was a very great man. He was a captain in the army of the land of Syria. He was very, very rich. He had gained many victories for the king of Syria, and the king was very well pleased with him. But one thing we were told about this man, which is very sad really, and it's this. The Bible says that this man was a leper. He had leprosy. Leprosy was that and is that terrible disease that very often begins just with a little white spot on the flesh. And then it grows and grows and it gets worse and worse, so that the flesh begins to dry up. It begins to decay, we would say. It comes to that point, in fact, where the person's fingers or toes, they can rot away and they can fall off. And so you see, we're told about this man Naaman, that he was a great man, that he was a captain in the army of the king of Syria, that he was very, very rich, that he had done many great exploits, many great victories he had gained for the king of Syria. But, says the Bible, he was a leper. And as that leprosy would get worse, then he would be separated from all his friends and all his family. And eventually, of course, as it would get worse, all those terrible things would happen to him. And of course, it would eventually kill him. Now, this little girl in the land of Syria, who had been taken away from the land of Israel, from Samaria, who loved the Lord very much, she was also very, very fond of Naaman and his wife, because no doubt they were kind to her, even though she was just a slave. And one day she came to the wife of Naaman and she said these words. She said, "If only my master Naaman was back in the land of Israel, then I'm sure," she says, "that God's prophet in the land of Israel could do something about his leprosy." Who was the prophet? Prophet was Elisha, of course. And this little girl was so convinced that God was the God of heaven and earth, that if only Naaman was there in Israel, then Elisha, God's prophet, could perform a miracle, even against that terrible disease of leprosy. When the wife of Naaman heard this, she told Naaman, of course, and Naaman then went to the king and told the king of Syria. And the king of Syria was so fond of Naaman that he sat down right away and he wrote a letter to the king of Israel. And off he sent Naaman, sent him with many chariots, sent him with many gifts and presents for the king of Israel in order that Naaman might be cured of his leprosy. Well, along they came in the great journey. They came to the palace of the king of Israel. Naaman sat outside there in one of the chariots and sent a messenger into the king of Israel with the letter from the king of Syria. The Bible tells us when the king of Israel read the letter, he didn't know what to do. And he said, "Am I God that I can cure somebody of leprosy? Nobody can cure anybody of leprosy but God alone." The Bible tells us he began to tear at his clothes. He was so distressed. And just then a message came from Elisha the prophet. And the message said, "Send the leper to me and I will cure him in the name of God." And off they went then in the chariots to find where Elisha was. And out of the place where Elisha lived at that time came his servant. Elisha didn't come. And the servant simply went up to Naaman. Now listen to what he said. He said, "Elisha, my master, the prophet says that you're to go and wash in the waters of the river Jordan 7 times. You're to dip your body in once, you're to dip your body in twice, three, four, five, six, seven times. And when you do that, then your leprosy will be cured. Well, boys and girls, Naaman was absolutely furious. He was mad. What, he says, am I to go and dip in that muddy old River Jordan? Because that's what the River Jordan was like in some places. He said, we've got lovely clean rivers back in Syria. If I want to go and bathe in a river, I could go and bathe in one of our own rivers. And he turned away in his chariot and he was absolutely mad. One of his servants said to him, he said, and he must have said it very gently, he said, Master, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you have done that? Yes, he said, of course I would. Well, he says, seeing he has told you just to do this little thing, why not do this little thing? And Naaman began to see sense, and he said, all right, I'll do it. And away he went down to the River Jordan. He dipped himself in once and he came up and he looked at his skin. No change. All the leprosy spots were still there. He dipped himself a second time. No change. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. But the seventh time that he dipped himself in the river and came up, his skin, says the Bible, was like the skin of a new baby. It was absolutely clean. There were no spots of leprosy in his skin at all. And he went then, because Elisha now had come out of his house, and he went to Elisha and he said, now I know that there is only one God in all the world, and he is the Lord God of Israel. Take these presents, he says. Take these gifts on account of what you've done. But the Elisha the prophet said, no, no gifts, no presents. You're to understand that what God has done for you, he has done it freely, and you cannot buy it or pay for it. And off went Naaman back to Syria. We're not told how the little girl felt or any of these things. Maybe someday, boys and girls, if you become a Christian and you're in heaven with the Lord forever and ever, maybe we'll understand some of the things that the Bible doesn't tell us about. But anyway, Naaman was cured of his leprosy. And back home to Syria he went, and Elisha the prophet had done another great miracle. What about the lessons? Lessons are very clear. You know, boys and girls, the Bible speaks about us all being sinners. And one of the ways it sort of illustrates or pictures our sin is like leprosy. It's something that can begin just very, very small, but as it grows and grows and grows, then we need God to come indeed and cure us. And only God can cure us. And only God can come and forgive us for all our sins. And he does that not through something that we can do. We can't buy it. We can't give gifts for it. But God freely gives us his cure for our sin, salvation in Jesus Christ the Savior. But it must be in his way. Sometimes when we hear that we can only be saved by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ with all our hearts, we're like Naaman. And we say, no, I'm not going to do it that way at all. But we must do it God's way, or it will never be done at all. So there's Elisha now, still in the land of Israel, still doing many, many miracles to the glory of God. Remember that miracle. Remember the little girl in the land of Syria who was so faithful to God, and who told that man in his need about the Lord God of Israel and how he alone could help him.